Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here, you may take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And nobody.
So the Boy Scouts of America have filed for bankruptcy. Now, we're going to get into that and what happened. Of course, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Now, last year, I remember the story that they were changing their name, so I had to go and check, like, why are they referring to them as the Boy Scouts if they're no longer the Boy Scouts? And it turns out Boy Scouts of America is the parent organization. They still have that same name. But the organization that changed names was the Boy Scouts. So I guess that's separate. So, like, the Boy Scouts of America have underneath their umbrella the Cub Scouts, the Boy Scouts, and there's some other, really, a Weeblo, I believe it is. The youngest group, I think, is what that is. I don't know. I was only a Boy Scout for, like, 2 weeks.
I think Weeblo is in the middle.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I was never into it as a child, so I don't know at all. But So they changed the name of the Boy Scouts to Scouts BSA because last year they officially allowed girls to join the Boy Scouts. Mm. And so Boy Scouts of America is the parent organization. That's the one that is filing for bankruptcy. According to CNN, they filed for bankruptcy in Delaware Bankruptcy Court early Tuesday this week. The youth organization, which celebrated its 110th anniversary this year, listed liabilities of between $100 million and $500 million and estimated assets of $1 billion to $10 billion. The bankruptcy filing comes at a time when the organization is facing hundreds of sexual abuse lawsuits, thousands of alleged abuse victims, and dwindling membership numbers. As a result of the filing, all civil litigation against the organization has been suspended. Now, that's interesting. I don't know a whole lot about civil court, but
the bankruptcy.
Yeah, protections. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Happens with bankruptcy protections. Yeah, that's why you file for bankruptcy protection.
So it just stops lawsuits against
temporarily.
You, right?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So what happens after? I mean, presuming the bankruptcy goes through, do the litigators in the civil cases then become creditors if they
divide up the assets effectively?
If they're ruled in favor, if their cases move forward and they're ruled in favor,
You can come out of bankruptcy. But I don't know.
There's different types of bankruptcy.
There's different types of bankruptcy.
Reorganization or liquidation.
Yeah. So.
According to the story here, so the other civil litigation is currently suspended.
Does it say what chapter? Have they said that?
I'm going to guess that they'll get to that, but I have not seen that yet. Paul Monis, a Los Angeles-based attorney representing, quote, hundreds of sexual abuse victims in individual lawsuits, unquote, called the organization's bankruptcy filing a tragedy. He said these young boys took an oath. They pledged to be obedient, pledged to support the Scouts, and pledged to be honorable. Oh, yeah, that's there's this oath thing. Have you ever been involved with the Scouts? I guess not, right?
No, I haven't, but
I swear
I'm sorry. So wait, is he actually...
Hold on, he's got the oath. Were you a Scout?
Briefly. It was something about I swear to do my duty to God and country. Something along those lines.
That sounds familiar.
Let me get this straight. So he's saying, is he really suggesting that they should remain silent because they took an oath to the Boy Scouts?
No, this is the attorney who's suing.
No, he's saying that they gave this oath of loyalty to do the right thing by the Boy Scouts, and now the Boy Scouts are trying to avoid doing the right thing by them by going bankrupt instead of disgorging some of the $1 billion worth of assets that they do still appear to have.
Okay. Yeah, to finish the quote, he said they pledged to be obedient, pledged to support the Scouts, and pledged to be honorable. Many of them are extremely angry that that's not what happened to them, and the Boy Scouts of America did not step up in the way they should have. he said. The Boy Scouts of America has faced hundreds of lawsuits from alleged sexual abuse victims across the country, all of which are now suspended because of the bankruptcy filing. Several of those suits allege repeated fondling, exposure to pornography, and forced anal or oral sex. In response, the Boy Scouts of America said at the time that they, quote, care deeply about all victims of child abuse and sincerely apologize to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting. They added that they were, quote, outraged that there have been times when individuals took advantage of our program to abuse innocent children. They said further that we believe victims, we support them, we pay for counseling by a provider of their choice, and we encourage them to come forward. It is the Boy Scouts of America BSA policy that all incidents of suspected abuse are reported to law enforcement, said the organization. Last April, exposed court testimony showed the organization believed more than 7,800 of its former leaders were involved in sexually abusing more than 12,000 children over the course of 72 years. Munis, who was part of a legal team that won an $18.5 million verdict against the Boy Scouts of America for former scout and sexual abuse victim Kerry Lewis in 2010, said Monday that instead of potentially having their day in court, alleged victims who had pending lawsuits will now need to file claims in bankruptcy court.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what has to happen.
So, yeah, they're becoming creditors. And the other thing that I don't know if this will happen, but it may well prevent actual judgments on these sexual abuse lawsuits. So, which would give the basically BSA a way to pay out potentially through bankruptcy court without having it on the public record that there was a successful sexual abuse lawsuit against him, because there was
just
a bankruptcy proceeding, but we're not saying what happens there.
I think there's some temporary. I think some of that's temporary though. So if they come out of bankruptcy, they can still be sued and similar. I don't necessarily know that's going to put a total stop to it. I don't know enough about the bankruptcy laws, but I think that's how it works.
If you do know and you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Michael Pfau, a Seattle-based attorney whose firm represents 300 alleged victims across the country, said the bankruptcy claims process will be decidedly different for those who are suffering due to the Boy Scouts of America's alleged inaction. He said, quote, they won't have to give depositions involving their life history. Their lives won't be scrutinized, but they lose the right to a jury trial. For a lot of abuse survivors, telling their story in a court of law and forcing the organizations to defend their actions can be cathartic. That won't happen with a bankruptcy hearing, said Pfau. Munis said in the aftermath of the Lewis case, his office received hundreds of phone calls from adult males claiming to have been Boy Scouts of America sexual abuse victims. Now, of course, how do you really know?
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest, problems with claims coming in later on. You know, now they're adults. It's been a decade, 2 decades. Somebody saw a headline showing a big payout, right? $18.5 million was the verdict in this one guy's case. There's a lot of people in the scouts who, maybe they're in a bad place in their life 10 or 20 years later, and they see a headline hit the newspapers, and they're like, maybe I could make $10 million.
You know what's even more kind of messed up is that it's like, I understand that, some kids could potentially have had traumatic experiences going through this.
Mm-hmm.
But really, $18 million? I mean, it just seems such an overreaction relative to.
Now, we don't know what that case was about.
No, yeah. Just to be clear, there was some sort of severe abuse, and it's not just, some fondling, or whatever. But it still seems like such an overreaction, considering like every adult just about is interested in sex and having sex. And the only thing that seems to be outrageous about this is that, and not necessarily from my perspective, but from the perspective of somebody who is straight having been affected. But if it was like a male and a female, the reactions wouldn't have been the same.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that it's
because it's gay?
Yeah, because it's gay, people are upset more so than if this had been between a hot female teacher and a boy, the student.
Hmm.
I strongly doubt that you know, very many of the hot female teacher suits are actually forcible rape.
That's true. Know, a lot of those cases.
It would be very difficult for a woman to forcibly rape a man.
Well, we've got we've seen those stories over the years, and they're almost always a result of criminal charges brought by the police, not at the behest of the young boy. More coming up.
Generation Wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dinovite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dinovite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Did anything weird happen to you while you were in the Boy Scouts? Well, now they are filing for bankruptcy, and that apparently is going to affect a bunch of civil lawsuits that are currently pending against the Boy Scouts of America. And now these people involved in the civil lawsuits are going to have to file in the bankruptcy case against them instead. So if you want to jump into the conversation, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There was one story about a man who's received a judgment of $18.5 million that the Boy Scouts of America will have to pay because of a man who was one of their, I presume, scoutmasters who committed some sort of abuse. I'm actually trying to determine, because you were shocked by that number.
Chris. I mean, that number, but the number doesn't surprise me. It's just, it just seems more of an issue of bigotry than, you know, anything else. I just can't, and maybe I'm wrong, but I can't conceive, you know, of, if this had been between a female and a male, I cannot conceive of the same, you know, outcome.
Meaning an older female and a young male?
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to an older male and a young male?
I can't conceive of this. I'm a gay man. And like, if I had been fondled as a, you know, 11-year-old, I would have been like ecstatic.
Wait, what?
Oh, if somebody had fondled me as an 11-year-old, I would have been ecstatic.
Oh, you said you want that?
I'm a guy, right? I'm a gay guy. Like, okay. Gay guys, like, this is not something that would upset them.
Gotcha.
And anyway, so that's just what I'm trying to say.
Well, you wouldn't have told anybody.
I'm sure most you know young guys would also feel the same way if it had been like a female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the story that I'm looking at here doesn't get into any of the allegations against this person in the $18.5 million case, so we don't know what the details were. I'm sure if I kept digging and digging, we might be able to figure that out. But according to this story, even after the individual was found to have been, you know, a danger or whatever, mm-hmm. they still continued to allow him to volunteer for the Scouts, so they, like, didn't even really cut off ties with the guy.
That's real problematic. That's why the church gets into trouble, too. I mean, just it happening isn't as much of a huge liability issue because, employers normally are not liable for the criminal acts of their employees unless, unless they're ordered to do it.
I don't know about that. I think
so there were two cases here. One was an initial case where he got an initial verdict of $1.4 million, and then there was another case later with the $18.5 million. The guy who was the apparent abuser mm-hmm. was alleged to, it said the abuse was severe, and it was over a period of a number of years, and it was to more than one individual. And that further, even after a complaint by
the 18 million was a set of plaintiffs, not a single
that's
plaintiff.
That's not clear. It may have been. I'm not clear on that. But they alleged that the man, after a complaint by a young boy's mother and his own admission of abusing several boys, including some of the plaintiffs in the suit. So yeah, apparently there were more than.
So was
than
this
one.
the boy or boys bringing the suit, or was his parents bringing the suit?
Well, the abuse goes back to 1979 to 1985.
Okay, so these would have at least been adults
at this
point.
It would have been them later on in their lives.
Somebody who was involved as a child then probably was at least involved in something that they didn't like at the time.
Several boys, including some of the the suits happened years later.
Right, right.
But some of the plaintiffs was he was removed from his post as scoutmaster, but was still allowed to volunteer and attend scout meetings. They even said that he was having, I guess, some of these boys to his home for whatever it was that was going on there. So anyway,
but
that's
not unusual, I don't think, in scouts, is it?
I have no idea. I was in the scouts against my will.
Okay.
My parents put me in there, and I never actually. I was I was like probably 13 or whatever at that time, and I wouldn't swear the oath.
I don't know. Like, I don't know enough about it. I just know people who were in Scouts and Boy Scouts and things like that.
Yeah.
And maybe this is Girl Scouts that I'm thinking of, like that they did this. But I remember like Girl Scouts.
They're the ones that sell the cookies.
Yeah. Right. Right. They would. They got together in like homes and things. Like that's what they did. They got together and they did their little thing. And I don't think the Girl Scouts were like overnighting the camping stuff, but I know they got together with like
they must have done camping. Come on,
I don't know. They must do camping.
I was not
under the impression
that
they did in the '80s, but maybe they did or nineties, early nineties.
Well, it's silly for us to sit here and speculate about what goes on in these organizations. But back to the story here on what's happening now, the bankruptcy case. That, according to the story, one of these lawyers received hundreds of phone calls from adult males. Again, this is after the $18.5 million thing happened with this other suit. So the payout happened. And then all of a sudden, the lawyers become awash in phone calls from men now in their, you know, 30s or whatever that claim that they were also molested.
Right.
Many states had statutes of limitations that narrowed the legal options at the time. It wasn't until years later when some state legislators enacted new laws that enabled victims to file lawsuits without limits on when the alleged abuse took place, that a barrage of complaints against the youth organizations were filed.
This is the problem. There's a
huge problem.
Right. There's a reason that there's a statute of limitations, right? We don't have these infallible memories. And so the whole point of the statute of limitations is to reduce the risk of injustices occurring.
If you have more than one witness to an event, you're going to have more than one story about what happened because memories are quite fallible.
Right.
Witnesses are notoriously fallible.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, they undid all these effectively protections against injustice.
We're basically in a point today where even with video and audio evidence, that's fallible because now it's easily manipulated with things like deepfakes and audio profiles of voices. It can all be faked at this point. So you combine that with witness testimony and you don't know what's true. There's no way to know what actually happened now.
Yeah, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, but I mean, I think it seems like to me the best answer for this type of situation is to inform, to educate, you know, kids that if somebody's doing something that
to
you
report
don't like,
it right then.
You know, to say something right away and get them out of that situation and, you know, solve it, cut it off from the beginning. But to try and go back and, you know, make right something that happened 30 years ago, it's just...
Look, I don't want to minimize what actually happened to people who are really abused.
Right.
How could you know if you've got 200 people who all of a sudden file in on this, you know, bandwagon saying, oh, yeah, I was definitely abused when I was a kid in the Boy Scouts. But how many of them are telling the truth and how many of them are after a payday?
And here's my other problem with
this. You're a misogynist if you ask that question.
here's my other problem.
Oh, no, wait a minute. These are boys. It's okay.
There are so many things that, you know, I did as a child that I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. But do I feel like I have the right to go back and, like, sue my parents? Or sue, you know, whatever it is, the teacher or whatever that, you know, because I was made to do something.
Being sexually assaulted is not being made to finish your green bean.
For you, maybe, but that doesn't necessarily mean the case is the same for every other human.
Hold that thought. We can continue here. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Las Vegas one day ahead of the Nevada caucuses on the Democratic side of things. Mulan Patel was at that rally, and he tells Fox News Republicans are energized this election year.
Yeah, I think this time's definitely different because Trump's been here for 4 years. We've got so much done with the economy, with our trade deals, with everything, and our country has improved so much, and we've seen what the Democrats have wanted to do in this country.
Reports indicate that the jury has reached a verdict in 3 of the 5 counts brought against disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein. NBC legal analyst Ron Allen discusses a note from the jury that claims they are hung on 2 counts.
By saying that they are hung on counts 1 and 3, this means that we can readily believe that the jury has found him guilty of one of those other charges.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We're talking about the Boy Scouts filing for bankruptcy in the midst of a number of sexual abuse claims and civil suits that have resulted from those claims. Now all of those civil suits have to be put on hold during the bankruptcy hearing. The civil allegations can be brought up, I guess, in bankruptcy court, apparently. They can file as creditors.
Yeah, see, there's two different things being said here. One is that these claims shift to bankruptcy court, and the other is that they're put on hold.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, which one is it?
I think it's something along the lines of the people who have sued and got judgments, those are now creditors, but the people who have not yet sued that are trying to sue are the other side.
Yeah,
that would be help put on hold.
So
possibly, but the thing is, you can't finish adjudicating a bankruptcy until you know all the creditors. So at some point, they have to figure out what. I'm not sure.
I don't know how
enough of the details.
I don't think they can postpone the other suits until after. I wish Melanie was here.
Yeah, I don't know how this shakes out. If you know and you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up fast, actually. We're maybe like five, 6 weeks away from LibertyCon. April 3rd through the 5th. It's going to be happening in Washington, D.C. It's for liberty-minded folks who want to network with more than 70 pro-freedom organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. You'll see great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, and others. You can go to libertycon.com to see the full list of who's going to be talking there. There's also going to be some debates, including a debate on the topic, Is Government Necessary?, featuring David Friedman, who will be arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy Sandifer will argue that it is, plus another debate. Does capitalism require government intervention? The economics editor for Barron's, Gene Epstein, will say that it does not require intervention, and Stephen Perlstein from the Washington Post will argue in favor of intervention. You can go to libertycon.com, use code FTL, save $10 on the already shockingly affordable tickets. These are sub $100, $99 ticket, and knock $10 more off of that by going to libertycon.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there if you're going. It's April 3rd through the 5th in D.C. That's libertycon.com with code FTL.
You going down for that?
I am.
Oh, wow. How are you getting there?
I have not determined that yet.
Okay.
I'm debating with possibly taking a train because I hate driving in D.C. So
D.C. is terrible.
Yeah, I just don't like being in D.C., period, but I'm willing to go to this convention because it sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, see, I keep thinking, is there some way I can get there without passing through D.C.?
Right.
You know, like, or could you, like, seal me in a 55-gallon drum and just open it up in the hotel?
Check it over. LibertyCon.com. Code FTL. All right, so back to the story here from CNN about the Boy Scouts of America, who are in the midst of bankruptcy court now, according to the story. So again, there are a bunch of victims or alleged victims who are now claiming they want to cash in on, you know, decades later on what allegedly happened to them. Now that they've seen that there's big money to be made, they filed lawsuits as a result of certain state legislators who've enacted new laws enabling victims to go beyond what was the statute of limitations. One of their attorneys estimates the number of claimants will eclipse those of the Catholic Church. He said, quote,
"Holy moly!"
I mean, that shouldn't be too surprising, though. I mean, this is an organization that takes kids in and goes on trips and things with them, like camping.
Well, I mean, the Catholic Church has kids, too.
It's hard to molest the Catholic Church.
Yeah. I mean, Catholic Church is a global organization.
But, the Catholic Church doesn't take kids on trips, do they?
I mean,
they have schools, they have orphanages.
The school situation is very different than, you know.
No, it's not. Still adults in authority over young people.
Yeah,
plenty of opportunities for abuse.
I guess
boarding
right.
Schools also, in some
it
cases.
It seems like it would be more, I mean, going on a camping trip is more like having some kid in, you know, a bed with an adult. I mean, it's like the equivalent of that, you know.
Do they share tents?
I'm just a scouting trip. I've just assuming, I guess.
The Catholic bankruptcies are limited in geographic scope. Here, there will be claimants from all 50 states and the American territories, said the attorney. We can talk about files and numbers, but in reality, if you step back and realize the scope of the human carnage, it's stunning, he said. Reports of a bankruptcy filing had swirled as early as December of 2018 when the Wall Street Journal reported BSA, Boy Scouts ad, hired law firm Sidley Austin for possible Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing assistance, but no official filing happened until this week. In the 14 months since then, the youth organization has allowed children who identify as girls to join the Scouts. Funny way to say it, in a controversial move that was seen by some, including the Girl Scouts of the USA, as an attempt to raise their diminished enrollment numbers. Yeah, that's definitely what that was, and apparently it didn't work. In August, the organization referred about, because you don't hear these stories about the Girl Scouts, do you? You don't ever hear a story about, physical abuse within the Girl Scouts organization. Maybe it's happened, but I've never heard of it.
I'm sure it's happened.
It's got to have
in
happened.
Any organization that size that deals with children, it's going to happen sometimes.
It's
I have not heard about it.
It's probably so. There's certainly women that are doing things like messing around with kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's I think and I don't know this for sure, but I think that statistically it's like a smaller percentage of women as opposed to males. So that's probably
I wonder if it's actually a smaller percentage or only a smaller percentage
reported.
Are caught.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
In August, the organization referred about 120 allegations of abuse by scout leaders to law enforcement for further investigation, saying it believes victims and that the youth organization is working to, quote, or to identify, quote, additional alleged perpetrators, unquote. Boy Scouts named a new president, a former scout who pledged to move the organization forward. Last week, the organization announced a partnership with One in Six, a leading organization for male survivors of sexual abuse, to expand their services and better support the needs of victims. Boy Scouts of America's CEO and President Roger Mosby announced the partnership saying, quote, we sincerely apologize to anyone who was harmed in scouting. In addition to implementing strong policies to prevent abuse, we are dedicated to supporting victims when and how they need it, unquote. For alleged victims, however, the organization's bankruptcy filing may represent another institution that failed to protect them and is avoiding taking responsibility for the abuse that happened under its watch. The attorney, one of them, said, we need to make sure that we receive some accountability, and if bankruptcy court is how we have to do it, then so be it, he said. In an open letter to victims, the national chairman of the Boy Scouts of America, Jim Turley, wrote the organization entered into bankruptcy to make sure it's able to equitably compensate all the victims of abuse.
Yeah, see, that was my point. If you do want to be responsible and you do, and you have that many plaintiffs, you don't want the first few
to get it all
plaintiffs to empty the whole bucket and then everybody else is toast because the money's gone.
He said the BSA cannot undo what happened to you, but we're committed to supporting you and to doing everything in our power to prevent it from happening to others, he wrote. The letter went on to say that the, quote, National Organization of the Boy Scouts of America has initiated a voluntary financial restructuring to ensure we can equitably compensate all victims of past abuse in our programs through a proposed victims compensation trust. I encourage you and all victims to come forward and file claims so you can receive compensation from this trust. We will provide clear notices about how to do so. I think that you're absolutely right about this, Nobody. That's what they were looking to do here.
You know, I have to wonder, like, you know, as a side effect, that this has got to undermine any man who might otherwise participate in, like, a positive, you know, group for young people.
Yeah, it would be terrifying.
I wouldn't want to, you know, do a... I mean, again, like, I don't know exactly all the details of scouting, but, like, I wouldn't want to be a scout master.
No, hell no, it's terrifying.
Take a bunch of boys out if there's a huge risk.
Right, you thought that you were just going to go help them, you know, tie some knots and, you know, build some boats or whatever it is that they do in the Boy Scouts, and then 20 years later, all these allegations come out that you didn't have anything to do with, and how can you prove you didn't?
You can't!
Yeah, it's pretty horrific.
Right, and well, let's say that you created some sort of policy that the boys didn't like or whatever, and they specifically come after you for it. It had nothing to do with sexual abuse, but they go ahead and they know they're going to be believed.
Absolutely.
So they just cook up a story to get you in hot water. Why would anyone want to put themselves in a situation like that?
Yeah.
The toll-free number here, this may be the end of the Boy Scouts, you know?
Yeah.
855-453, they're dissolving, they may dissolve their assets and pay out all these alleged victims and close it down.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com. Or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can join us there and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
I had the chance to help someone install a new an Edge wallet onto their phone today. We were out at our cryptocurrency meetup and Edge wallets over at edge.app. That's where you can learn more about it. It's a great wallet that allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies, and it supports a bunch of them like Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Bitcoin, and more. Head on over to edge.app, learn more about the technology behind it, or just go to your Google or Apple App Store and download Edge Wallet, which is what we did today. The cashier had a few minutes of downtime. She had expressed interest, actually said that she had had some Bitcoin in the past. She said that she needed it for what's called Forex trading, which I don't know a whole lot about that, but apparently she had to load her Forex wallet with Bitcoin and then convert to dollars in order to do Forex trading, which was kind of
interesting.
I don't know how that works.
So that's not how they used to do. Forex is foreign exchange.
Yeah.
So basically you're usually trading in different fiat currencies,
right?
But maybe that was just the easiest way to get,
maybe she
for her
to
get her money to the exchange.
Maybe she doesn't have a bank account. Maybe.
Because a lot of people don't have bank accounts, so if
that'd be one way to do it.
Yeah, that's one way to do it for sure.
So anyway, since she'd already was interested, I was like, well, you need to get a wallet. And I got her Edge wallet, and it was super fast for her to set it up. She was able to download it and get it set up before the next set of customers came in. And I was able to tip her with Bitcoin Cash and Dash. Cool. So head over to edge.app to learn more about it. You can bring up whatever you want. We were just talking about the kind of the chilling effect that these lawsuits are having, not just the Boy Scouts situation where they're facing suits. They're now filing bankruptcy. It sounds like they're going to put a bunch of whatever assets they have left into some kind of a trust to pay out to pretty much anybody and anyone who makes a claim, because it's not like you can prove anything.
Yeah.
At this point, so hey, anybody who's a former Boy Scout, you want to milk the organization for some cash? All you got to do is claim that you were molested or whatever when you were younger, because it's not like you can prove your claims.
Nope.
Hmm. What if you can't even remember the Scoutmaster's name? What if it's just like, oh yeah, I definitely was touched by someone. I don't remember what his name was. I was in the Scouts between these years in this place. Will they pay you?
Well. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be able to make a claim against the Scoutmaster.
Doesn't matter.
Way,
right?
But,
you can make a claim against the organization.
You could make a claim against the organization. Yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds like they're just willing to pay out anybody who makes a claim at this point.
It is absolutely ridiculous. The lack of evidence in these cases. In other cases, they probably have to present some evidence, but this is just basically he say versus she said, and not even that, because how does the Boy Scouts of America defend it? So,
They can't.
They weren't there. They weren't really the people now. People then were not involved now.
They've got a canned response. Yeah. We're sorry this happened to you. Here's some money.
Yeah.
And that's what this has turned into. Mm. And then, combine this with the whole Me Too culture thing that came out in the last couple of years, where you've got older folks, people in college or whatever,
yep,
who are deathly afraid of even going out on a date with somebody of their same age range, because they're worried that they're going to be alleged to have committed some sort of a rape claim against them because of that. You've got colleges now that are instructing their attendees to get ongoing consent. Have you heard about this? Where the policy is that if you are a student on campus and you are going to go out with and possibly have sex with another student on campus, that you have to get ongoing consent during any kind of sexual encounter.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been going on for a few years now.
So, I mean, does that mean that, like, if I was going out with somebody who I had a relationship with and, like, they were all okay with me, touching them and stuff, I couldn't go and, grab their ass or something like that?
You would have to
Would that be a violation of that policy then without having to be like, can I grab you?
Yeah, so basically you would have to ask permission is essentially what they're saying.
Wow.
Yeah, now I don't know if you can grant, continuing permission. I'm not sure what all the rules are, right? Like, I don't know if you can sign a sex contract something saying you can grab my butt anytime without asking.
That just undermines like any kind of, if I want to, say
excitement,
right? Try to get them, entice them into, going, back to my dorm room. I can't do that anymore.
Not without, completely ruining the mood, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's been going on for, I think we first talked about those stories maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, when the first schools started to implement that.
Wow.
It's becoming more and more popular, more common. The whole idea of it is just ridiculous, but yet that's where we are.
Hmm.
So, what does this do to relationships? What does this do to people and, how they trust or don't trust somebody else? The fear around what might happen with a new partner.
I can't relate to this, but I know so many people who have told me, the same guys who have told me the same situation where they're faced. They haven't said it outright, I'm afraid, but they've said it in less direct words, that they're afraid and they can't ask
just to go out.
Ask somebody out because they're so afraid that somebody's they're going to be accused of some sort of assault or something.
That's tragic. And, if there is any reason why people are going to start turning to robots, this is going to be one of them, right? Mm-hmm. It would be one thing. It's one thing, and it's hard enough for a lot of people to date, right? Maybe you don't feel like you're attractive enough or you're out of your league or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's all these other reasons dating is a challenge. And now you've got all these extra legal fears that are being piled onto it. I can totally understand why somebody would be like, you know what? These robots are starting to look pretty realistic. And they don't talk back, and they're not going to file a lawsuit against you.
Well, it's certainly...
And they'll clean the kitchen.
It's an industry that's growing.
I don't think sex bots will clean the kitchen.
Eventually they will. They've got
maybe eventually. Not right now. These days.
No, they don't really have sex robots right now, from what I understand. But they're coming.
They don't have sex robots, but they do have sex dolls.
They do,
and that industry is growing substantially.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, I'm not. I don't understand that personally. Because it's
lifeless. It's because of stuff like this.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to definitely drive a lot of this. But personally, I wouldn't want to be.
Well, I understand.
That.
Like, yeah, I get that. Like I get that aspect of it. But
this lifeless thing, you know, like what?
Well, I mean, think of it this way: if you're scared enough and you're not getting it, what do you do?
Well, I,
at some certainly. Point you get desperate enough and you do things that you wouldn't otherwise do.
I guess.
I've always managed to take care of that without any mechanical assistance.
I get where you guys are coming from. I'm kind of there with you, but that's not everybody.
Sometimes
like
I use
that.
My left hand, so it feels like somebody else is doing it.
Yeah, it's different.
Not tentative and unsure.
So if you want to jump in here, you can. Has this all affected you? I mean, have any of these
things? Oh, I would love
things...
to have somebody call in and talk about their experience, you know.
Has this Me Too culture had an effect on you, you know, as your likelihood or you're less than likely now to get out there into the world and meet people and go on dates and that sort of thing? You're welcome to join us.
Well, what I hope the Me Too culture will do is encourage people to come forward immediately, not 20 years
later.
I
don't know if that's going to, you know, it's a good question of will that solve the problem unless they come forward immediately in that, like, you just were assaulted that you're going and you're getting, you know, taking the evidence. Because then there's evidence, right? If it's really immediately. But the problem is I think when you say immediately, I suspect it's probably going to be more like 3 or 4 days later or a week later or a month later, not, you know, 20 years later, but it's still... You know, it's still going to be
without
evidence. Yeah,
well, even then, it's a good thing, because if nothing else, there are witnesses who can say, oh, well, they were actually never alone that night.
Yeah.
I saw them. She was over there.
At least the person might have a chance of defending themselves
or
evidence that they were not with that person at the time.
Oh, I saw this person come out of a room and they looked distraught and I wondered why. And then this other person came out later. So sooner is always better. And the other thing is sooner means you stop somebody from continuing to offend. You know, where you don't end up with a Harvey Weinstein getting, you know, hundreds and hundreds of victims.
You know, but here's another problem, though. You know, a lot of these incidences seem to be more along the lines of, and I'm not talking about the children now, I'm talking about, like, just adults. You know, somebody having regretted, you know, having sex with somebody, and now they're like, oh, that was rape, but it's not.
Oh, well.
They consented to it, and they're just now regretting it, and now they're calling it rape.
It's possible, although, you know, if you've heard Alyssa Milano, for example, tell her story, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if she's lying or not.
What is she claiming?
If it happened the way she claims it did, it was straight up forcible rape.
Is this like Weinstein or something? I don't even know.
Yeah, this is Weinstein.
Okay, more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.